downstairs to the post-game press conference.
Champion Bemidji State Beavers. We have head coach Tom Ceratori, tournament MVP Michael Betzer, and Matt Prepovesis. And a really nice trophy. Coach, if you're okay with it, we'll start with an opening statement and then open it up for questions.
No, it was a very difficult field. I was very proud of our guys. I thought we put together six really good periods of hockey. I thought we played well in every zone. And, I mean, the guys just they showed a lot of toughness throughout the weekend. And just very proud of them. Very proud of their effort, their execution. I'm happy for our fans, our alumni, and, of course, our players.
We'll take questions.
Coach, this is your first year in the tournament. What does it mean to come in and win it after sitting out last year?
Well, it doesn't matter if we sat out last year. I mean, it's just the way it is. We have a rotation, and you just live and deal with the rotation. I just think it's a tournament. It's a great tournament. It's an unbelievable venue. It's a great city. We have an NHL team right here. And, again, you take a look at the field. Three of the best teams in the country were in this field, and, you know, we were fortunate enough to come out of here winning this tournament. And I think anytime you win a tournament, anytime you win a trophy, that's a feather in your players' caps, and you hope you can build on it. So, but I'm especially proud to win this trophy for the guys, because I just think, again, in a situation like this, with all these in-state teams, they played hard, and these guys earned it.
Matt, Coach mentioned a lot of good teams in this tournament. Did you guys feel like the underdogs coming in? What was your mindset kind of entering this tournament today?
Not really. We just wanted to come here and give it all we had. We were a lot of guys from the state of Minnesota, and everyone was excited for this weekend, and you know, it couldn't have worked out any better for us.
Does it mean something to be the best team in Minnesota right now? Obviously, a lot of season to go, but right now you guys are.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to have the bragging rights right now. But I think the big thing right now is, you know, we're happy for our school, our fans, our alumni. I think everyone's really proud of us, and you know, that's the thing that, you know, really hits deep with us.
Michael, you had a lot of personal success here, and now some team success in this building. How excited were you to come down here and play here this weekend, and how much fun was it to play?
Any opportunity to get to play here is unbelievable, and just a great experience. And like I said, it feels good to finally bring some hardware home after coming down.
Tom, you talked about this. Can you talk about the 5-minute major, which you guys kind of dominated for about 4 minutes, and then also the penalty shot? Those are pretty big opportunities for MSU to maybe get back in that game.
Well, absolutely, Shane. Again, a 5-minute major. I think any time there's a 5-minute major and you give up one goal, it's good for both teams. All you want to do is score a goal. So I think for Minnesota State, they got that goal, and they obviously made it a two-goal game. Even for us, though, with a team like that, with the octane that they actually have in that power play, with the abundance of talent, I think even giving up one goal for us was a win. And but I think, Shane, what you were kind of getting at, probably the first three and a half minutes, that power play, again, we were dialed in pretty good. And you're always nervous about getting a 5-minute major against you in the second period with a long line change. Sometimes you can't get guys off. And we were just fortunate enough to clear pucks, and we got into a routine and a pretty good rhythm, which I think really, you know what, we built on it, and eventually they got that goal. But again, I think it was after, you know what, like four minutes and 20 seconds of some pretty good execution up ice. And I think that was really big for the guys. And even though we gave up that goal, the guys were so enthusiastic in the locker room when they came back in, because again, they felt it. You know what, and we did a good job. The biggest thing is you're not playing against the team right there, you're playing against the clock. And you know what, we whittled a lot of time off that clock. And as far as that penalty shot, Bits came up big. And that's always nerve-wracking, because again, you score on that penalty shot, the whole complexion changes, as we know. And that's a team that we didn't want to give too much more momentum to, because again, they know how to win. I mean, they have a lot of talent, and they know how to win.
Michael, you come in against two top 10 teams, you only give up one goal. What's it mean to be able to put together an effort like that?
No, it feels great, but my defense was great in front of me this weekend, blocking a ton of shots. Four route contesting the point, not many shots were getting through, so they made it pretty easy on me. I'd say it's more of a team effort thing.
That's the post-game press conference down below, and Bemidji State wins the North Star Cup 3-1 over Minnesota State Mankato tonight.